Blog Talk Radio.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start a ring. Feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
welcome back to another Tuesday episode of the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. We have got a ton of stuff to talk about tonight. We've got the World of Outlaws getting hot and heavy in their season. We've got High Limits sprint car action to talk about. We've got some couple big announcements to talk about later tonight that I will make regarding the show. You're not going to want to miss that. We may even have another giveaway this month. In fact, we will have another giveaway. We're going to give away some more free merch again this month, so you'll want to stick around for that as well. Plus, we've got NASCAR. We've got the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Fantasy League, whatever you want to call it. We got that going. Boy, is that getting intense. All of that, plus the penalty box coming up tonight. So keep it tuned right here to the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com. Check out their great selection of outdoor hunting, fishing, and other apparel. You're not going to want to miss it. Check it out. What do you say we get the show started? Let's go! Presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to check out hardcorefishinggame.com. Check out their great line of hunting, fishing apparel, whether you need to be warm in the winter for hunting or cool in the summer for fishing out on the lake. They've got what you need, plus customizable. That's right, customizable outdoor apparel for you, your team, your business, your sports league, whatever it might be. Check it out, hardcorefishinggame.com. You know what? It's been a few weeks. I apologize. You know, life, work, you know, this is a hobby. If I was making a gazillion dollars a year to do this, like Stephen A. Smith, I'd be here every Tuesday. But you know what? I've got other jobs and stuff that keeps me busy. But tonight, we're here. We're back. We're on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. And I think it's long overdue. It's time we start doing a little talking.
Kick a dust up. Come on. All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac.
tell you who's kicking up the dust. David Gravels, who's kicking up the dust right now. I'm joined. It is time now for Talking Dirty with Christina. And, of course, I'm joined by my wonderful, absolute, fantastic co-host. I can't think of anything else to say without getting in trouble. My wonderful co-host, Christina, the boss lady. Good evening, Christina.
Oh, hello, hello. I'm trying to catch up with all this random, weird... I don't know what's going on. There's people attacking Lernerville. I mean, is the sign real? Is it fake? I don't even know what the hell is going on in the world of dirt right now. I'm just like, there's a whole lot of chaos.
So I saw Eric post something about
but there's
something, but I didn't
question.
I didn't see what was posted though.
Oh, I'll tell you. So we're gonna go off this because I mean there's some weird shit going on. So. Yeah, everyone's saying the same thing I'm saying. They really should address this. It's getting a little out of control. But so apparently, I don't know who's true. I don't know the facts. Only one way to find out is, you know, the people actually make a giant-ass comment and say what's real. There was a post going around that somebody on Twitter, first it started on Facebook, then it came on the Twitter. I have no idea what the hell's going on. It's some random things saying that, you cannot record. Oh, here it is. It's, hold on. Oh, it's got to load, the internet when you want to, break something down. I don't know this person. Nobody can find this, quote-unquote, a fake profile, but I don't know. I've been told that this is I don't know. I don't know what to believe. There's new roles for Lernerville, apparently, according to the post. Quote-unquote, these are all just taken off of Twitter and Facebook and everything. It's, basically, no video shall be recorded at the track, including cell phone footage. The extra staff has been hired to enforce this role that was put in place last season. You will be warned and then asked to leave. Photographers this season will be required to submit all photos to us before you leave the event. These photos will be used as we wish. Refusing to do so is refusing entry. Basically, that's what it was. And then, actually, about 100,000 people, I don't know, seen it, all over the place. Tweeted this, asked them. Apparently, then, they claim that it is a post from a fake account by somebody with no affiliation to Lernerville or dirt.tv/LernervilleTV. But what's weird is there's, a YouTube account for this. And all this other stuff. But, so they address that, saying that's fake, that's not the policy. But, I've never been to Lernerville, so I'm just telling you the drama that's unfolding on social media with a local dirt track. So there's a close-up of some Lernerville video signs that are, I guess, zip-tied to the fencing. It's black and white and red. It's white board, red lettering, black backer with yellow writing. It's a whole bunch of weird, but it says no video recording. Once in the venue, please discontinue use of any video recording devices, including cell phones. Anyone caught using any device to record the video of the events inside this venue will be ejected immediately without warning and no refund. All video recordings must have a written consent from Lernerville Speedway. Okay, so that then And so they addressed whatever the Facebook post was, but they're not addressing or answering when people say, are these signs real or fake? But they've dodged and weaved everybody's concern with these signs.
I haven't been there in a couple years. I can't remember.
I was just about to ask you. Do you remember
there?
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm trying to think.
Apparently, they're saying this is new. So apparently some folks have said this, they started seeing these signs last year. Which would make sense because they're doing, you know, they have that whole Lernerville TV thing now. They're trying to be like Dirt Vision, you know, doing their own thing, doing whatever, you know. You know, each zone, each racetrack can do whatever they please. But, so that happened, and then you've got other speedways chiming in, a.k.a. Langley Speedway, saying the complete opposite, saying, please, take any video and video, audio, you know, photos you want. We, you know, open, we want that publicity. So I don't know if this is good publicity, bad publicity. I mean, and I've been talking to someone on Twitter about this because I was like so baffled. So I just threw a tweet out there, and one of my friends, you know, they're like, "Oh, you know, they stated indeed it's not their policy." I said, "Yeah, but what about the signs?" And he's like, "Yeah, the signs look real." He's like, "And it does complicate things because they're not answering the question." I mean, it's either you're allowing videos or you're not. And you kind of, but how can you police that? I'm just asking. I'm just randomly, you know.
So it's been a couple years, like I said, since I've been to Lernerville.
I'm just interested.
I don't remember seeing signs. See, when I go to racetracks, though, I don't pay attention to those signs because I'm part of media, so it doesn't affect me. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
But
so
you're not,
I don't,
because you have to have written consent now by Lernerville saying you're allowed to do that now.
Well, they have their old, at least their old.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's different now since we've.
Well, their old media credential form that you used to have to fill out and stuff had all of that in there. You know, you're allowed to take photos, videos. You're allowed to do basically anything media could do at the racetrack. And then they just ask that you, anything you post online, you tag them or you let them know so they could share it, so they could use it as well and stuff like that. So, but Wayne County, I don't think Wayne County has anything like that posted. I don't think Midvale has. I don't remember seeing anything like that at Midvale.
Jeremy must be listening, so I appreciate that, Jeremy, because he put in the our post saying the intent of the sign is to deter non-credentialed individuals from live streaming. I get that to a degree, but bruh, if I'm gonna like Instagram live like 15 seconds of me being in a racetrack, I'm gonna do it. I mean, in a way, I think they're gonna hurt themselves.
I know. I just think
this could go down a very slippery slope of like.
I think this whole thing is like a mixed bag.
Because it's either going to end one of two ways. We're all talking about it, right? So there's that, which is great for them. The racing season hasn't even started, and we're already sitting here talking about them. That's great for them. But it could also go a bad way. Whereas you have drivers and stuff saying, I don't know if I want to go there now.
Because
so
of this,
weird.
I don't.
It's just weird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think Lernerville is going to be fine for this. This is not going to hurt Lernerville. Okay, so I don't remember seeing signs. I don't think so. I think with the history of the track and the series that comes through there.
But didn't
stuff,
they already get hurt, though? Because wasn't there part of a reason why some people, like some, didn't they lose a couple races because they won't let Dirt Vision in there?
So
because of their own TV thing?
What you're talking about is they lost the World of Outlaws sanctioning the Firecracker weekend because
of that.
Because I think it was COVID year when the World of Outlaws were like shutting down their season. They didn't come to Lernerville for the Firecracker. So Lernerville, instead of canceling the Firecracker, they got Lucas Oil late models to come that weekend. And that pissed off the World of Outlaws because they had sanctioned that race for so long. So
right.
But because the World of Outlaws had basically canceled their season in COVID, Lernerville asked Lucas Oil late models if they wanted to come there that weekend and do the Firecracker thing that weekend. And, of course, Lucas Oil didn't turn it down. And that pissed off the Outlaws, so the Outlaws still were not coming back to Lernerville anymore. So Lernerville lost the Outlaws series for that. But Atomic Speedway, they have signs all over saying no video recordings, pictures.
So Jim's listening to us too, my husband Jim. He also made the comment. He's like, so now he's texting me while we're live. So kind of like Jeremy's doing with us too. He's like, so now I wonder how that's going to work for the drivers that use the GoPros in their car. Will that affect them? I mean, I'm just asking questions. We don't know answers, folks. You know, I'm just spitting out what everyone's saying. And,
well, I think the only way that we can get around this is I'm gonna have to reach out to Eric, and I'm gonna have to tell him to come on the show. He's gonna have to come on the show so we can talk to him.
I mean, I was hoping you would have like got that hint when I first mentioned it, but I mean,
wow.
I'm just asking. No, I'm teasing you. Stop.
Wow.
Come on. I know you're rusty. We haven't been on in a while. No, I'm teasing. But
so.
I mean, it is a valid question, if you think about it, from a driver's aspect, are they going to be able to use the GoPros? I mean, because they're not sanctioned, you know.
No,
they're not a whatever, but I mean.
I don't think that if there was a track that says no videoing or picture taking or blah, 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 any of that crap, I would almost have to think that excludes drivers.
I would think so too, but I mean,
because nowadays almost every single driver has a GoPro or two or three on in around their car because they use it to look back. They use it to look back and see what they missed. Did they miss their marks? Why did the car act the way it did? So I imagine today's society, just about every driver that can afford it has at least one GoPro on their car, in their car, on their helmet somewhere.
Well, we always had two, one on the car, and then we had one as a backup because, let's be honest, those things get destroyed.
Yeah.
Can get destroyed very easily in a race car. So, I mean, no, I mean, I guess now you're just going to have to talk to Eric and see when he can come on because, I mean, I'm not going to, and you know me, I rarely talk when you have guests on. It's just because, you know, it's a respect thing. I let you do your interview. It's just I want to know, like.
I'll have to reach out.
Maybe they could
have
handled it a little better. I don't know. I don't know if they could have handled it better. I mean,
is this guy
real? Is he fake? Like, I don't know.
I do have a couple announcements to make later about some upcoming shows. But this is Talking Dirty.
Sorry, I stole like a half hour of the show just asking you random questions. My bad.
This is Talking Dirty with Christina, brought to you by Racer Chase and Apparel. Be sure to go to racerchaseandapparel.com. Check out Amanda's great line of clothing so that you can look sharp and comfortable at the racetrack this summer, this year. Christina, so kind of getting off of that subject, but I don't think it'll hurt Lernerville because of the history of the track, how big the track is, blah, blah, blah. But it's like they're not going to be the only track if they have those signs that they're not the only track in this country that has those signs. There's other tracks that do just fine that don't allow you to do that as a spectator. But I don't know. We'll have to talk. I'll have to talk to Eric and see if he can come on the show and maybe clear the air a little bit about that. But let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk dirty about somebody who isn't a dirty driver, and that would be the points leader so far.
Wow.
Of the World of Outlaw Knots Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, Mr. David Gravel. What?
Wow.
What?
Wow. Oh, you used the loose term, not a dirty driver.
He
when
is
you say
not
that.
A dirty driver.
Stop. Stop it. Everybody in Pennsylvania would disagree with you.
That's
there
because
was...
he's not part of the posse.
No, but he clearly destroyed and wrecked somebody on the backstretch at Williams Grove Speedway during the National Open that pretty much could have cleared his clock, but he decided to wreck it. And did he get booed? Let me tell you, fans in Pennsylvania don't forget. So use the term dirty driver loosely when you talk about David Gravel. He's had his moments. But I'm
okay.
Pretty sure if you think about it, at the beginning of this year, I told you, I'm never wrong. Pretty sure I told you David Gravel. Be the guy. No one listens to me.
Oh, stop it. David Gravel is having a fantastic 2023 so far.
Ten races
for the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series so far, 10 races. David Gravel has 9 top 10s, Christina. That is almost as good as Carson Macedo, who has finished in the top 10 every race so far. But the difference is David Gravel's in the lead of the points. Carson's not. But David Gravel also has 3 wins. He also has 8 top 5s. He leads the points. So David Gravel has started off this season very, very strong, very, very well. And Brad Sweet is somewhere where he finds himself usually at this time of the year, at the beginning of the season. He's usually not the points leader right out the gate. But,
he's
still
usually
within,
have more wins by now.
Well, he's still within arm's reach. The wins, though, Christina, let's talk about this Austin.
That's
sitting
what I'm
down here
like
at night.
This...
Let's talk about this. Where did James McFadden come from?
Australia.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you. I am done with you.
Two wins so far
this year.
I expect him to win more throughout the year as well. I don't think he's done winning. I think they finally hit a stride. They got that one win last year, which really helped that whole team out. And then, you know, domination is part of the sport. And you've got to be good at it. You can't just lay back and, you know, let the Brad Sweets of the world, win everything. So they're doing good. They're taking advantage of everything that's coming to them. And, I just don't think we're done seeing him win. I think he's got a lot coming, a lot of great things. And I mean, it's crazy. That hair, his hair is out of control. That's hysterical.
I guess I missed it by a year because I thought for sure last year was going to be
a huge year
for James McFadden. But, I mean, and he could completely fall off the mark the rest of the year and not do anything. But he's starting off very, very strong this year so far in that number 83 car. So James McFadden with two wins so far. Now, the top 10s, top 5s, not so much. So he's in a little bit of a hole in points right now, but he's still top 10 in points. And he's not the only one in the hole. David Gravel and Brad Sweet and Carson Macedo are really pulling away from the rest of the full-time drivers. 13 full-time drivers this year, World of Outlaws. But Brad Sweet second, Carson Macedo third, Michael Kofoid fourth, Logan Schuhart, Christina, is fifth right now in that Shark Racing 1S. No wins yet, but a decent top 10, top 5. And he's staying right there underneath that 100 points behind Mark. So not too big of a hole yet, but I think you can kind of see that leader slipping away.
I think, yeah, a little bit. Him and Sheldon and them are seeing that. But I think we're going to some tracks, though, that both of these drivers, Sheldon, Logan, even Carson, who's sitting in third right now, are going to thrive at. We're getting to these tracks. Remember, it took Logan quite a while to even get there last year, but then he was there when it mattered as well. So we'll see. Brad Sweet only has two wins thus far. Usually by this time, he's got four, a big Gator, a little Gator, and, a big Justin Allgaier, a little Justin Allgaier, you know, running around and stuff. But, I don't know. It's, you look at those California drivers though, sitting there in these points. I mean,
right?
It's crazy. And you know, a past NASCAR race car driver sitting there in 10th in points. So,
right.
You know, it's a lot of great racing, a lot of great drivers. I still think we see the top 10 all get a win at some point this year. The rest of the top 10 that don't have a win. We'll have one by the end of the year.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's getting spread out so far with the wins amongst
Which
some drivers.
Good.
Like I said, in fourth place, Michael Kofoid there from California, another California driver you mentioned. He's got a win sitting there fourth in points. And he's having a decent year. Seven top tens, five top fives that win. 10 races. He's only 64 points behind. That's not a huge gap. It's still reasonably within reach. You know, Gravel, Sweet, Macedo, they have a couple, even one bad week from those three drivers, and Michael Kofoid having a decent week of top fives or a win or two, he could find himself in the lead. So, these guys race three, four times a week. So, you know, when you hear NASCAR drivers say one bad week, that's just one race. These guys have one bad week, and that could be two, three, four races and a lot of points. So I don't think any of these guys in the top 12, top 13 are out of anything yet. It's way too early for that. But yeah, like you said, look at these California drivers. You got Brad Sweet, Carson Macedo, Michael Kofoid, Giovanni Scalzi, Robbie Price. Christina, when I think sprint car racing and dirt racing, I don't think California. What are these guys doing?
And so anyone that's not come from Dirk's background would say the same thing you say. But that's the thing. Like, when you when most normal, you know, fans think of racing, especially sprint cars, dirt track, dirt racing in general, the California is not one of the top things you usually think of if you've never been around it, or even if you've been around it for a little while and you're just like, California? And then it's definitely a change, but they have a lot of great tracks. Do we see them all the time? No. Should we see them more? Yes. But they produce these caliber drivers like your Brad Sweets, your Macedos, your Colafoys, your Larsons, your Jimmy Johnsons, your Jeff Gordon. I mean, Jeff Gordon's not from California, but he might as well be. He acts like it. But, you know, that's the thing. They're all, I mean, what else are you going to do in California if you think about it?
Become a surfer?
You know, it's not normally your typical race car drivers come from California, but usually it's like Tony Stewart kind of caliber race car driving, like Indiana, those kinds of drivers. That's where you're, well, you know, you think of. So I see it, but I'm glad we're seeing it, and we're seeing, like, the fruition and all this coming together with all these drivers, young, old, it don't matter. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Oh, boy, Jeremy.
So so the looking at the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car schedule for the World of Outlaws, this Friday they will be in Missouri.
Easter weekend.
Yes, this weekend. Well, Friday, Saturday they'll be in Missouri and Kansas. They got the Osborne Sprint Car Showdown at US 36 Raceway on Friday. On Saturday they'll be at 81 Speedway for the Jason Johnson Classic in Wichita, Kansas. And then next weekend on the 14th and 15th, they will be a two-day event at I-55 Federated Auto Parts Raceway for the I-55 Outlaw Showdown. So a couple weekends of racing coming up here in the Midwest, in the Plains, before they really head east even more to do their racing in sprint car dirt racing country, which is Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana. So yeah, a lot of racing coming up. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. We've had some nasty weather up here the last
Mother
few days.
Mother Nature, yeah, she is wreaking havoc right now on Knoxville. So it's not, you know, Knoxville's getting drilled real bad right now with lots of rain and even tornado warnings and stuff. So
yes,
there's a lot going on. So I've seen too many tornadoes in this year, and we're only in April. It's crazy. So I can only imagine how the rest of the year is going to go. Whoever pissed off Mother Nature, make up for it now, because, I mean, we don't need all this.
We have the weather coming towards us this week. So they're talking about tomorrow being pretty bad for us in this area. I think the biggest part of it is how warm it got. Whenever it's high humidity and warm,
I don't know what that
here,
means.
It's when we get the chance of thunderstorms around here. So you lived in Pennsylvania long enough, you know what it's like.
I know. I was being a smartass. You do
know you
tomorrow's
were.
High. Tomorrow's high here is like 98 degrees, which is
record
high, by the way. Yeah. So, which we understand the whole weather thing down here too, because we're hitting high temperatures that we normally don't see this early in the year. So yeah, it's a bit crazy. I don't know what the hell's going on. but somebody needs to go make up to Mother Nature or something. I have no idea, but
it's going to be 80. It's going to be 80 here tomorrow for us, supposedly.
And where
we'll
is
see.
Snow? Somebody got snow today too, so it's here just polar.
The snow is up Wisconsin, Dakota's area up there, and it can stay up there. Canada can keep their weather. They already gave us their ducks. We don't want their weather either.
I don't want any more Canadians. Please, let it be nice and warm there so they can go back to Canada and leave Florida alone. they don't know how to drive.
Let's talk about, speaking of not knowing how to drive, let's talk about the Case Construction late models. The World of Outlaw. Hey, I can give it right back to you. Chris Madden, still in the lead. They've only had four races so far this year, and nobody in the top six has gotten a win yet. But four races for the Case Construction World of Outlaw late models. Chris Madden is at the top of the points with no wins, two top fives, three top tens. He's the class of the top five right now. So, that's saying anything.
Don't use class
in
the same sentence.
Have to. He is the class of the Case Construction late models right now. He's leading the points, not by a lot, and the top boy. I'll tell you what, them top eight. That's not a very big gap.
Blanket them because they're all under that 30 point blanket range. No, I just don't like his antics and his stupidity and him wrecking people for no reason under caution. That's my only thing. One of these days, he's going to get decked and leveled, and he's going to push the wrong person one too many times. I don't need to say names because everybody already knows who he tried to push around, and he got himself whooped. What's that? He's going to get whooped. And they thought it was bad when those two drivers got arrested. Did you see that? We've been off the air far too long.
I don't even know what month it is, Christina. I'm just here so that I don't get fined. Okay? I'm just here so I don't get fined. I don't even know what day it is. What year is it? I don't even know that. Listen, I've been all over the place so far. With this new position at work, so it's crazy.
Yeah, I know you have.
Sending
it's hard
you,
to keep
you
track
know,
of what damn state you're in.
The other day I was in three different states, almost at the
same time.
I was crazy.
And I was like, wait, are you going north or south? Like, because one minute you were in one state, and then you were. I'm like, where are you going?
Yeah.
And then I was like, are you coming to Florida? And then you're like, no, I'm back in Ohio. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I had to, sometimes the way we drive to Pennsylvania, sometimes you just got to go through West by God, Virginia. You're not in it long, but you got to go through.
You're in it long enough.
Oh, well, yeah. It's even worse going through it on rail, let me tell you what.
I can only imagine.
Driving through it on a car took forever. Ugh.
I don't want to think about that on a train. I did one train ride. We don't have a long enough show to tell you about my train experience.
Speaking of hillbillies and banjo music, the World of Outlaw Case Construction late models will be in Alabama in a couple weekends for the Alabama Gang 100. That sounds okay. I'm not going to say what that sounds like. The Alabama Gang 100 weekend. April 21st and 22nd.
That sounds like a great event.
That sounds like something you'd find on Pornhub for a weekend.
Maybe.
Well, brother and sister action there. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
It's a good thing that FFA doesn't, monitor our channel because...
Bro, you're so lucky that people in Talladega don't smack you around for saying that stuff about their racetrack.
Whatever. We're like the Howard Stern of dirt racing radio.
Oh, man. People
That's
can't
what we
handle
are.
It.
That's what we are. Anywho, yeah, so hopefully the Case Construction World of Outlaw Late Model Series can get underway and get some racing in. They'll be in Tennessee.
Rain sucks.
It does. I'm telling you what. It's almost like you would think maybe the racing season should start later in the year. I don't know.
Well,
don't saying.
Tell people that. They're going to chastise you for saying that. What is wrong with you? Stop it.
Or here's an idea. Maybe start the season, I don't know, like in Arizona, New Mexico, where it never rains anyway. You know,
yeah.
Kind of
start
where
south,
it doesn't
southern
rain.
States. It'd probably be better off than trying. Just like the Lucas Oil Late Models had, like a couple weeks ago, got rained out due to the fact that they were trying to race in freaking Ohio.
Right. Right,
what the hell is
exactly.
wrong with these people? You can't race in Ohio before mid-April.
Right.
If that.
And even then.
Even then. We're still pushing it.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I just read something that just, speaking of you and random. Okay, so Lucas Oil Late Models are going to be racing the 21st of April. So they're off for quite a while, too. But they're going to race. This race is called St. Louis Screw and Bolt 50.
What?
Yeah. I don't
the
make
same
it
weekend as the Alabama Gangbang weekend for the Outlaws.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. I can't. Nope. I don't even want to touch it. Nope.
Well, if you
want
to see the entire schedule for the World of Outlaws, either the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series or the Case Construction Late Model Series, you can go to worldofoutlaws.com. You can click on racing, go to schedule. You can see both series schedules. You can also see points. You can see recaps and results for both series as well. Plus, you can see TV schedules. You can print the schedule. You can add their schedule to your calendar on your computer or smartphone even. And you can also sign up to watch the World of Outlaws on Dirt Vision from worldofoutlaws.com. So you can go there for even more information than what we just gave you. Christina, let's talk about the new dirt racing series for sprint cars. Also, real quick, before we hit the height limits, sprint car series, just want to say James McFadden is making a very, very good, how do I want to say, he's making a very good showing for Toyota and their new engine that they brought out this year for sprint cars, because he's already got 2 wins in 10 races. With that Toyota engine, so he's making a good strong argument for Toyota to be in sprint car series. I'm sure there's some other maybe not so much low budget teams, but teams that are having a hard time keeping up with you know, the Casey Kane Racings and the big game racing teams. They might be looking at that Toyota engine thinking, wonder what he's got. So we'll see how that goes. But
better have a lot of money for that motor.
Well, if it gets you some wins, evidently it's working for Ross Motorsports. So we'll see. Christina, let's talk about High Limits Sprint Car Racing Series. They haven't had a very good start to their season, but they race again next week. They'll attempt to race again next Tuesday. They only race on Tuesdays for the most part this year. That's their plan, is to run one day a week in the middle of the week. And next week, Tuesday, April 11th, they'll be at Lakeside Speedway. This is a very up-and-coming series that if these other sprint car series don't watch out, they could be in trouble. What do you think?
Well, could be. So instead of doing the Denny Hamlin and buying a race team and doing that, these folks decided, oh, let's just start our own sprint car series.
Right?
Screw being a low-budget car owner. F that. Let me just do a midweek race for the next, I don't know, 10-plus weeks. And let's put as much money as we can on the line. And let me tell you, I feel like it's going to work because they got some great racetracks on here, too. I mean, Wayne County's on here, Grandview's on here, Lernerville's on here. Uh-oh. I'd like to see how that's going to play out. Can I video and record there? Kokomo, Lakeside Speedway, Husset Speedway. We got Eagle Raceway. There's 34 Raceway, Lincoln Park Speedway. That sounds like a band. We got Bridgeport on here and Tri-City so far. The California races did get rained out. The Thunderbolt got canceled. That sucks because of the rain. Stupid rain. Screwing everything up. I really wanted to see how that would go. But I think this is great. Who doesn't like a midweek race in between NASCAR and the rest of the Dirt Series? Go for it. Roll with the dice. Let's go. And you can win a lot of money, folks. I'm intrigued because there's a lot of teams that are doing this. Like,
Let's talk about some of the drivers that will be competing this year, Christina. A lot of names that even the novice dirt fan would know, and even some that are just NASCAR fans might even know some of these names. Christina, we got names like Rico Abreu, Billy Balig, Alex Bowman. Is
I know.
Racing.
I'm excited for this. I want to see how he does in his own sprint car.
You got Double D, Danny Dietrich. You got Tyler Courtney, Parker Price Miller. Those two are All-Star Circuit of Champions rivals.
Dietrich is just, you know, Danny Dietrich will race anywhere he can. And I mean, he's very vocal, so he's going to tell you if you piss him off.
And Christina, we also see names on here of guys that haven't really been committed to any series in the last how many years. Right. And Danny Dietrich is one of those. He doesn't race the All-Star schedule, the World of Outlaws schedule. He races where he wants to, when he wants to. So you've got names.
Danny would be, if you want to label Danny anything, I mean, he is a PA Posse member because he does run local PA tracks too. But Danny runs a pure outlaw schedule, if you really want to get technical, which is what an outlaw schedule was meant to be, is shit, you run wherever you want to, whenever you want to. You don't pledge allegiance to nobody. You go in, you take the money. He's just like Big Sexy. Big Sexy does the same thing in the late model series. You take the money and you run. That's what you do. Swindell. This big racing, big name.
The only downside to this is you won't see any World of Outlaw drivers on this lineup of drivers because the World of Outlaws are stingy. But anyway, other names, Christine, that we have on here, Corey Eliason, Anthony Macri, Brent Marks, Justin
Brent
Peck.
Brent Marks is an outlaw guy. So, I mean,
Aaron
Russell.
Aaron Russell,
You have a few, but
you don't see the Sheldon Howden Shields Logan Schuharts because of the schedule. They have to race, and they can't miss an outlaw race. Or they won't eligible for the championship.
Right. But I think, you know, so these guys, the guys we're naming right now are ones that are going to commit to chasing the championship.
Yes.
I still think we see some of those guys, some of those outlaw guys show up at some of the tracks, depending on where it is. I'm pretty sure Sheldon will be at Wayne County, I would hope. If anything, I can Jack come out of retirement and run one race? I mean,
very possibly you could be right, Christina, because the Outlaws do not race
aren't
that
they in the
day.
Area?
that they don't race on May 16th on that Tuesday, but they will be going from Pennsylvania. They'll have a three-day Pennsylvania stint, and then they'll be coming to Ohio to race at Attica that Friday. So,
yes, you are very right.
Sheldon could be at Wayne County with the High Rollers
that
night.
I think a lot of them will show up just to get extra practice, so to speak, in the car. Granted, I don't think Attica and Wayne County are similar in at all, really. But the fact of the matter is, you can never have enough seat time. They preach that everywhere. So
you are correct.
I think that would be that one. If anyone is thinking about going to any of these on a Tuesday, I would go to that one.
Yeah,
that means you could see every big name from across the country. Now, how is it? Where's NASCAR at that time? Considering he's running for the points championship in his own series. This is ironic as it is. So is he going to try and be like Tony Stewart and keep the money in-house? I'm very intrigued by this. So that's in May. Is that May or is that June? Which May 16th? How is that going to work?
What's that? Where is NASCAR on May 16th?
No, they're in Darlington. On May 14th.
Be, right.
And then they'll
and
be
then
in North Carolina at North Wilkesboro, which is
the
All-Star weekend.
That's
why they did it that way. Well, see? When you have race car drivers owning a series, it makes sense how to schedule races. Maybe other people ought to think that way. Just saying. Might bode better.
What
do I know? I know nothing, but I'm intrigued because there's a lot of money on the line for some of these races.
There is. There's a lot of money on the line. This is Talking Dirty, brought to you tonight by Racer Chase and Apparel, brought to you every night by Racer Chase and Apparel. Talking Dirty with Christina. Be sure to check out racerchaseandapparel.com. Check out the great line of racetrack apparel that Amanda has over there at racerchaseandapparel.com. And with that, we go to breaking news that Christina must have. What do you got? What are you holding?
These
shit
are
about?
Expensive race tickets.
Oh.
That's what I got.
For what? The high limit?
Yeah. So the only one you can, the only one they have right now tickets available for is 411, which is in Kansas City, which is right after they race in Kansas, I think, or right before. Something like that. I don't remember. I forget where we're even at this weekend. Oh,
wow.
How could I mean, Bristol Dirt. How could I forget? Anyway, so general admission. I hope you're sitting down, right?
I'm looking.
Jeremy, if you're not sitting down, sit down. It's $45. Four or five. That's general admission. General admission. That's nothing special. That's almost the same as getting into a NASCAR race. And that's no lie. And then a pit pass is $50. So five extra dollars, $50, gets you in a pit pass. For that price, I might as well get the damn pit pass. I mean,
Absolutely.
Wow.
Look,
no wonder the purse is so high.
The crazy thing is, though, Christina, they've got some major sponsors for this series, too. So that's a lot of money.
$50.
They've got, we're talking about Tezos. We're talking about Valvoline, Durst, Sonoma Raceway is a sponsor.
Flow Racing.
They've got some major sponsors as well, but there is a lot of money on the line for these drivers. So
yes,
they
have Trackhouse Racing sponsoring a race.
I can see why it costs $45 to get in, but you're going to see some great racing though, too.
On
I can guarantee
Tuesday.
That. So on a Tuesday, Yes.
Come to Florida, well, then let me do that.
Christina, let's take a quick break. And unless you've got some other dirt racing news
that you want
to talk about. Okay.
I don't think anything else has hit my Twitter, so no, I think we're okay for now.
Yeah, it's still early in the dirt racing season, so trust me, we will keep you guys updated as much as we can. But we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll be right back after some sponsor commercials, so don't go anywhere. Keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
.357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at .357 Woodworks. .357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at .357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at .357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com and check out their great line of outdoor hunting and fishing apparel, hats, shoes, shirts, pants, shorts, whatever it might be. Plus, you can even customize your clothing to fit your team, your work, your group event, whatever it might be, family outing, I don't know, whatever it might be, check it out. You can customize your outdoor apparel as well. 357 Woodworks, be sure to go to 357 Woodworks Facebook page. They've got some great new items available on their page. They've got some flags. They are working with hand-in-hand with a veterans group now, and proceeds from their flags that they are making. These flags are pretty awesome. It's a wooden background, and it's got a metal flag on it. It's really awesome. You got to see them. Proceeds from those sales go to help the Veterans Foundation that 357 Woodworks is working with. Plus, he's got some great stuff for Easter right now, some bunnies that you can put on your porch or wherever. Might look cool outside. So check those out. Also, Margazzano Designs. Be sure to check them out on Facebook if you need some custom gifts made for a birthday, anniversary, wedding, anything like that. Check that out. And then also, obviously, our great sponsor, Barbasol, who sponsors our phone line. So if you listen to the show, you can do like Jeremy. You can message us. Unless you're listening, you could keep up with the conversation with us through Messenger, like Jeremy does. Or you can call in, and you can use the Barbasol Shea phone line, which is 657-383-1903. That is open the entire 2 hour of the show. You can use that. So thank you to Barbasol for that. With that said, Christina, let us talk about what we've got coming up for the show here in a couple weeks. So next week, next Tuesday at 9 p.m. in the second hour, we will have Tyler Harris, who is the PR guy, the social media guy, the track announcer for PPMS. He will be on the show to talk about the upcoming season at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. So he will be on next Tuesday at 9 p.m. And then, Christina, your favorite PR guy will be on the Tuesday after that. On April 18th, we will have Ryan Pearson of Wayne County Speedway with us.
I just don't like the fact that he likes Ohio State. That's the only downfall to Ryan.
He will join us. And
Is he a hockey fan too?
I'm not sure about that.
Is he a Penguins fan?
I don't think so.
Is it him? No, I don't think that's him. But no, he's an
Ohio
State
so.
Fan.
Yeah. And he'll make sure he lets us know that he is an Ohio State fan. I usually play the hang on Sloopy for intro for him when he comes on. But he will be on April 18th at 8:30 p.m. So that's the following Tuesday after PPMS. So we got PPMS next Tuesday. We have Wayne County Speedway the Tuesday after that. I will reach out to Eric and see if we can get Winterville Tuesday after that, maybe. And then I'm going to see about getting a hold of Mr. Matt Humphrey and get him on so we can talk about the NASCAR season so far.
The silly season?
It is silly already. And it's so bad, Christina, that we have drivers saying that they don't even deserve to be in NASCAR anymore, and I applaud them. I applaud you. Yes. The first step to recovery is admission and admitting that you are terrible and that you suck and that you shouldn't even be in NASCAR. So it takes cojones to say that on live national TV. So
I could say that he has bigger balls than Mike the Miz from WWE, who has tiny balls. Jeremy would get that reference.
I'm glad that you and Jeremy know how big the Miz's balls are. But anyway,
they talk about it every week.
I should, Jeremy. I think I might have that song queued up even.
Oh, boy. Remind me to take off that week. I don't want to be there when that hits the fan.
Oh, I think. Let me see.
Come on,
Hold
Jeremy.
On.
You had to like that. Stop.
Let's see.
you guys
and your silly wrestling talk that I have to deal with all day long sometimes.
Yo, how much did you enjoy us in the group message the last 3 days?
I enjoyed it so much I muted the group message.
I am going to come to Ohio and hit you.
You won't.
Oh, you're probably right. It's cold there. I don't like to be there in the cold.
Let me do something here real quick, Christy. Let me see. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, there you are. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. Let me do this. I had it right here. Hold on. That's not it. This is it. Just for Jeremy. Okay, so now all of our wonderful Ohio State fans will be calling in and saying how much they hate us, so that's awesome. That was just for you, Jeremy. I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know, could you even hear it? Did it come through?
I didn't hear anything.
Are you serious?
I'm as serious as it gets. You know me. I do not joke. I do joke, but no, I didn't hear anything. I don't even know if Jeremy heard it. Because, I mean, I don't know if I can... Yeah, see, Jeremy didn't hear it either. You'll have to work on that.
I'll have to work on that. I'm really...
Just add it to
All right,
the,
let's talk about NASCAR.
Add it to the audio.
I'll have to do that. Yeah, we must.
Where do you want me to start? Where are we starting? With what idiot?
Seeing how I haven't watched but one race this year, I don't even know. I don't even know what we should talk about. But we got to talk a little bit about that.
Man, you might as well cue the music and let me start now.
Okay.
Inside.
We'll just do the whole last second half of the show. We'll just be the penalty box then. How about we
do
that?
Pretty close.
From the sounds of it, we might as well just queue up the penalty box now.
No, we don't have to just yet. But I think I have a new Xfinity driver. We can start there.
Oh, because yours graduated to the Cup Series, so you had to find
mine
a new one.
Mine graduated. Yeah, mine graduated. Got put in shitty equipment. That whole team is shit.
Oh,
right
stop
now.
It. One bad
No,
race.
Both cars. Both cars are really bad this year. Even Eric Jones, like they both had spurts of greatness at the road course, which I kind of expected from Noah. But they both qualified very well. But then it all just went to shit in a handbasket. And poor Jimmy Johnson due to the damaged clock bullshit. He didn't get to run a lap. I'm sorry. Get rid of the damn clock at a road course. We don't need it. Let him race with whatever the hell's hanging off. Who cares? That's what NASCAR used to be.
Am I there?
I will say I did enjoy the whole no cautions for the stage break. That was probably the coolest, the best thing. Can we just do that the whole year?
Now, I did get to watch Dakota race, so...
Yeah, but did you enjoy that, right?
I did. That was nice.
There was no caution for the stage break. I think every race should be that way. I don't give a crap if it is an oval, a half, one, you know, 2 mile, 1.5, 1.25, whatever the hell you want to say, in a road course. Just get rid of the cautions at the stage break.
Okay, so what
stops the momentum?
Basically, Christina, what you're asking NASCAR to do is to eliminate stage breaks and go back to phantom debris breaks.
I mean, I would rather not even have that stupid caution.
Well, we got to have cautions, Christina. Cautions provide excitement.
Cautions breed stupidity and, like, literally drivers forget how to drive, step on their pee-pee, and then act like idiots.
So I got to know.
Goddamn demolition derby the last 15 laps. God,
I got to know.
I swear they get dumber every year.
Jeremy, did you enjoy Kurt Busch being in the booth last week for COTA, being an announcer like that? And is this a possibility for him? Do I not know something? Could he possibly end up in a booth?
He's going to be in the booth. What are they going to do? Take Clint Boyer out?
I don't know. I mean, we have multiple networks that show races. He could be.
Well, this is true. He could go to a different network. This is very valid. I mean, that would be
go to
okay.
NBC.
I'd be okay with that. But then who do they get rid of at NBC? Dale Jr., Jeff Burton, which one?
We don't have to get rid of somebody. I know who we can get rid of. We can get rid of pit reporters because half the time you can't even hear them anyway during the race.
I think half the time they don't even realize that they're being queued up either. You didn't get to watch it either? What is wrong with you two? I expect both of you to do your homework before the next show and watch the damn race. Come on.
Some of us... Oh, okay. I'm cutting off Facebook Messenger now.
Stop it.
So I didn't get. I didn't watch the Richmond race. I just went ahead and did the points for our league.
Why you should have watched it? Your favorite driver was doing so well and then fell apart.
No, my favorite driver won the
strategy.
Race. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, your favorite driver. He drives the number 19 best.
Oh, listen, I'm gonna come through this microphone. I'm gonna come through this microphone, and I'm gonna.
You're gonna what?
Nothing. We're already done doing talking dirty. So.
So the funny, man, Jeremy, that is no excuse. Stop it. I hope you get better. I'm just fucking with you. But this show is kind of boring to me. But that's just me because you know I've been there how many times. I mean, we used to go every year, twice a year. And it was a night race. And it was some of the best racing you could have at the night race. I don't like Richmond during the day. I just don't. It's not as fun. Tempers don't flare nearly as much. But... I will say this. I cannot wait for Denny Hamlin to get his ass whooped. Just can't wait. You know, for a guy that has been on a microphone and started his own podcast, given a microphone, admitted to wrecking somebody, then saying, oh, no, I didn't wreck him on purpose, to, you know, having an appeal on a penalty that he rightfully deserves, to preaching every week since then about respect. Granted, so has Kyle Busch, but Kyle Busch actually raced people with respect on Sunday. He could have turned a couple people. He did not do it. He raced everybody cleanly. I cannot believe I'm saying that when it comes to Kyle Busch, but I am. I don't know. Did Kyle Busch put something in the water or in this Coca-Cola zero sugar, zero calories, Coke Zero I'm drinking? Yeah, it's NASCAR hour. I can talk about Coca-Cola. And you put yourself back there in 30-some odd position by your own stupidity that you got caught speeding on pit road. Again, I feel like he has the most speeding penalties this early in the season than anyone else. Denny Hamlin does. So, and then ironically enough, they have your in-car camera on, literally national television, watching through your helmet camera. You turn JJ Yaley. Not a bump. Not a get out my way, I'm on the move. Literally, meet me, MF-er, here I am, bye, crash you, goodbye. Did the whole thing about racing with respect, like, leave your brain? I don't understand. And JJ Yaley went off on an interview about it. Good for JJ Yaley. deserves to stick up for himself. I mean, shit. He got wrecked by somebody who put himself back there for no reason. Like, come on now. Oh, I don't get it. And then Christopher Bell, too. Did you see his interview? Did you watch any of the interview?
I didn't.
Oh, my God. That idiot, too. Those little Toyota drivers. They're just dumb. Maybe it's too much Monster. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But he caused the wreck. He wrecked William Byron. I think, who else was in that pack? Was it Kevin Harvick and Ross Chastain? I think those were the other two drivers that are racing for a position. I could be wrong on it being Kevin Harvick, but I know Ross Chastain was there. And I don't know where Christopher Bell thought he was clear or anywhere remotely clear or that going 4 wide was smart. I don't know. I don't know if his spotter forgot to wear his glasses or what. So he wrecked William Byron. But in his post-race interview, it was Ross Chastain's fault.
I was
and
wondering
Ross
how...
caused it. But ironically enough, first off, Ross never touched anyone. And then Christopher Bell tweeted then later on that night saying, "Oh, I watched the replay. It was my bad. Sorry, Willie B." So you're going to apologize to William Byron, but you're not going to apologize to the guy you subsequently said caused the wreck, but yet never touched you and was never around you. So, yes, this is why you're seeing everyone say, "Well, it was snowing today. It must be Ross Chastain's fault." Yeah, that's why. That happened.
I don't understand.
This season has been weird, silly, goofy, makes zero sense. I am not a fan of the appeal.
Martin Truex Jr.
I'm not. There's nothing wrong with Martin Truex Jr. Stop it. He's had a quiet year. He's done nothing since he won that race. That means nothing. So, which, you know, is typically how his year goes. But, I don't know how I feel about NASCAR and the appeal and Hendrick winning the appeal. I don't get that.
Well, come on. I think Brad Keselowski should have appealed it and got his appeal approved last year. But come on,
oh,
100 freaking points, 100 points. Come on, that's just asinine.
No, but what I don't like is the fact that you're going to put out that giant-ass penalty on one person and revoke it on the next one. I mean, it is what it is. Granted, it didn't affect Hendrick and their ability at driving that same weekend because they use those louvers anyway. They borrowed louvers from somebody else and they still won the race. I mean, that I get. So maybe change the penalty as to what it should be. But not, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to just make the penalty something different.
Right. To penalize a driver 100 points, even, like I said, I thought it was bullcrap last year when Keselowski got it, and I'm not a huge Keselowski fan.
Is Colin going to win their appeal? Because they're appealing the same penalty. They got the same penalty.
They
this
should.
This is not talked about because it's Colin. Because it's colleague they, racing and it's not Hendrick. That's why
they,
it's not as big of a deal.
It should get appealed as well. 100 points is ridiculous. That's stupid.
That's
just
blasphemy. I just don't understand why it's that many points.
Yeah,
I get the money fine. I get the money fine. I get all that. That's fine. I'm not. That doesn't bother me. It just restructure the penalty. That's all. Just restructure it. Just something different.
Yeah, I just don't agree with
such a
100
weird year.
Points as a penalty.
But we're going to the racetrack where beating and banging is normal, so I want to see who the hell gets punted this week. Because we're going on dirt. I mean, this is it. Get ready. Gonna be wild and out of control. If you don't have plans Easter Sunday, you do now. Tune in 7 p.m. on Fox.
Yes,
we're
Bristol
going dirt.
Dirt
racing in NASCAR. Also, can I just say how much I found weird with the scheduling? Did you know while the Cup and Xfinity were in Richmond, the trucks were in Texas? Who blindfolded somebody into that scheduling? That was retarded. Dumb.
I want to know if the schedule got changed after the first of the year, because I had Martinsville as this weekend, and I had Bristol Dirt for next weekend. So either I messed up, or the schedule got changed after I had already put it in my phone, because for our league, I had Martinsville and Bristol Dirt flip-flops. So I thought that was weird. I noticed that today.
See, mine auto inputs from whatever NASCAR.com has, so I didn't even actually think to look at that. So I don't know if maybe they did. I don't know. Now I got to look at my calendar to see if it's actually different.
Because, like I said, when I filled out the schedule for our league at the beginning of our season, I had week 8 as Martinsville and week 9 as Bristol Dirt. And it's flip-flop. So either I messed up that, which I can't imagine I would have messed up, or they changed it. I don't know. Let's look at – oh, stop it. You know it's just a joke. All right, let's look at the NASCAR point standings as of Richmond the other day, and with Hendrick Motorsports getting their points back. We have Alex Bowman in the lead. He is the points leader. Alex Bowman points leader. And Ross Chastain is second. And Christopher Bell is third. These three drivers have zero wins for the year. Mm-hmm. Now, they're doing pretty good in the top tens, top fives. Also, Christopher Bell has two TWO DNF in 7 races.
He's about to have
3 points, and he's third in points, and he has zero stage wins. I don't get it.
I don't know.
So, Christopher Bell is third in points with 2 DNFs.
So is William Byron.
William Byron has 2 DNFs, but he's got 2 wins, Christina, and he's in 4th.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know. Kevin.
It's weird.
Best of your top 16, which are playoff drivers, Kevin Harvick, 5th. You have Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch. The number 19, you have Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric, Chris Buescher, the Lion, and Ricky Stenhouse, Jr.
Yeah, he's only there because
he's
your top 16.
Yes, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Yeah. has a win. So if we go over here and we click the playoff rankings, as of right now, Willie
Jeremy
B is in first. Oh, I'm not even paying attention to that right now. We have Willie B in first in the playoff standings, Christina, followed by Alex Bowman, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson.
How?
Joseph Logano. Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Kevin Harvick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Austin Cindric, Ryan Blaney, Chris Buescher. That's your top 16 for the playoffs as of right now. Now, right on the outside looking in, you've got some big names. You've got Daniel Suarez. He's right there. He's only 6 points out.
Here.
Yeah.
He's also coming on some of his best finishes, which happen to be on dirt. So weird. But he's done very well on the Bristol dirt race, ironically enough. So I look for him. If you guys are looking for a spoiler winner, he could be it this coming weekend. But, I kind of ran away with that one. My bad.
No, I think you're completely right. Daniel Suarez has been pretty good at Bristol Dirt since they put dirt down at Bristol. He's really good there. But also, right there, you've got Daniel Suarez 6 out
You've got Michael McDowell. He's only 8 points out. Corey LaJoy is only 9 points out from basically racing his way.
He's going to have a win before the year is over.
I'll tell you what.
This team is too good to not have a win.
I took Corey LaJoy for Atlanta, and it almost paid off.
That's where he almost won, too.
He got me a fourth place finish there.
So Chase Elliott wrecked him.
Well,
but Chase Elliott had to wreck him, you know.
So those three drivers are just on the outside looking in to race their way in, because obviously, like I said, right now, we've only got William Byron, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with wins. And with Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s win, he is, as long as he can stay up there in the points, he will have a playoff position. So,
when he wasn't doing – so Ricky was doing well at Richmond, leading and stuff, and then had this weird failure. Obviously, he had a brake line issue. But, I was shocked that A.J. Allmendinger didn't do better at COTA. But yet it was, bumper cars.
It was. Some other big names outside the playoffs right now. And I say big names because they're on big teams. You know, you got Eric Jones, Austin Dillon, Eric Almirola. I know these guys aren't, the cream of the crop when we think of NASCAR
racing.
Yeah, but
they should be winning.
But, yes, they are in good equipment. They are on good teams. Eric Almirola, SHR as a whole, the last two or three years, has just kind of been down in the dumps. I mean, you got Chase Briscoe. You've got Eric Almirola. You've got Ryan Preece. All three of those are on the outside looking in. And then you got Kevin Harvick. When's the last time he's won a race? I mean, good Lord. So.
I hope he wins in this final season. I really do. I'd like to see him actually go out.
I think
doing,
he will.
Doing well.
I think
the whole team has been
year.
Struggling too.
Yeah. So that is the sprint car. That's the NASCAR points. Looking at our league real quick, Christina, we've got a new guy. We've got a rookie leading the points. We might call him Tyler Courtney of our league. Wiley is leading our fantasy league points right now. And then you got Nick in third, Tristan, which is Wiley's dad. Tristan's in fourth, Chad's in fifth. Me, Chad, and Ty all finally got wins this past weekend with Kyle Larson. So that helps out. Matt, Rodney, Timmy, Christina, and Andrew round out the top 10. You got Jeremy right there, just outside the top 10. Craig, Lonnie, Charlie. We got a lot of new guys in the league this year. That's awesome. We got 21 people competing for the trophy this year. So really, really fun season so far. In the NASCAR Fantasy League. Yeah, listen to this guy. Listen to I'm just holding back.
I mean, I just keep picking guys, and then I don't know what happens. I haven't really put thought in. Well, I did. I thought Denny Hamlin would do better at Richmond because it's a hometown track. But, I mean, he clearly cannot not speed on pit road. Jack wagon.
What I keep trying to, iterate on the post is, you got some of these people down at the bottom, Anthony, Debbie, Aaron, Tasha, Frank, Chris, you're 120 or more points behind, but.
Oh, that don't matter. That can
change. We've got a few more road courses to go, and we always get sponsors to put up extra points for podium finishes at the road courses.
And all it takes is one or two bad weeks for the top guys and one or two good weeks for the bottom, and the points deficit is erased quickly. Plus, everybody makes the playoffs. Everybody resets to 100. You just want to get those wins throughout the season. The only thing that you might not do is win the regular season points championship, and that
doesn't mean anything.
That's just a trophy, you know, or a gift basket. So,
yeah,
but what matters is those wins throughout the season to get you those playoff bonus points to try and get you a lead. Wow, did she say that? Is that what he said? Oh, if she was listening. Okay. Well, I can't help it that
she
doesn't know who to pick.
I don't know. And Jeremy, are you sabotaging her picks?
I think
he is. She's never picked this bad before.
Yeah, she didn't do this bad last year.
No. So Jeremy must be doing it.
I think maybe the committee should look into what's going on over there and the pick'ems side of this of these teams.
You realize he's in that committee. So
yeah,
I mean, you're shooting yourself in the foot there.
Well, we'll just have to form a new committee.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll have to see. It's a long season. There's a lot that she's mad at me, so I picked for Jeremy. That's terrible.
Boy.
No. But, I really think the big turnaround from last year to this year goes to RFK. And Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher, just in general,
right.
They've had a better season start to the season than they did last year. They look way better. I will say before we get to the penalty box, because I want to do the penalty box on air. But I was really hoping that Josh Berry was going to win. I'm sorry to the Kyle Larson fans. I wanted a Berry win. I'm sorry. I want Berry to win. I wanted Jordan Taylor to win, for crying out loud. I'm one of the biggest Jordan Taylor fans in the world. I love Jordan Taylor.
That would have been funny. I would have had to question that one, though, Jeremy. I'm sorry not to interrupt you, Christina, but I would have questioned that one for sure. I would have messaged Tasha personally if you had posted.
I'm pretty sure.
That she wants
nobody is going to pick that person unless it's Talladega. Talladega would be the perfect time to pick him. That's the only time he does anything.
Screw him.
No, thank you. I'd rather
not. I'm going to have to, if I'm not working tomorrow, I'm going to have to go back and watch the Richmond race, because when I looked at the points this afternoon to do our league points, and I seen Josh Berry finish second, I was like, holy cow, that's pretty awesome.
No, he ran good. I mean, they got him on the best pitch strategy they could have had him on. I mean, Richmond is like a racetrack. It's like a late model driver's dream track. That in Martinsville. So watch out for him at Martinsville. Martinsville, he should win. I mean, if they bring him good equipment, which is Hendrick, so it should be good equipment, he should win or be contending for the win. I'm just saying. He really should be, because he's won, I believe, did he not win Martinsville last year for Junior Motorsports? So he should do good there. Those are two tracks that are late model drivers' bread and butter, and that's what he is. He is a short track racing guy. That's what he came from. And I mean, nobody's wrong. He does deserve the ride, you know. Whether he runs in Cup or not, that's, you know, going to be his decision in the future. But he does deserve one. I mean, he's just as good as anybody else out there. Just saying. Just hope he gets put in good equipment and doesn't get buried. That's my whole thing.
I didn't see it till yesterday afternoon, but I wish I would have seen it Saturday when he posted. But I like how Tristan – on April Fool's Day, posted that picture of Chase Elliott. Yeah, that's funny.
I stayed off social media on April 1st for that particular reason, because there is so much that happens, like people put out there. And, you know, if you don't pay attention to the date, there are people that believe that stuff is true. And I'm like, guys,
I wish
on,
I
would have
seen
first.
It because I would have laughed at it, but it was too late. Yeah, just like I believe, I forget who it was, somebody on Twitter put that.
Oh, God, there's so much stuff out there.
In 2024, Brad Sweet will race for Tony Stewart Racing.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was funny. Because I seen that one at first. I was like, whoa, what is this? And I was like, oh, it's
Jeremy.
Saturday.
Yeah. That's it's why Saturday. I tell you, don't fall for that stuff.
Right. Right. All right, let me cue this up. Let's get the hopefully we have enough time. Is 15 minutes enough time for you? I don't know.
Sometimes. I'm going to go with the wind. We got this.
Okay. Those of you that are new and have never listened to the show before, that is our penalty box sounder. This is Christina's all-time favorite part of the show. This is where she takes the week's sports knucklehead or the absolute idiot of the sports world, throws them in the penalty box for the week. Again, you can get in on this on our Facebook group. You can comment who you think should be in the penalty box each week when I post the link to the show. And if Christina sees it and likes your pick over hers, she may use your pick and you might win something. So be aware of that. So, Christina, I give it to you.
So we're going to go with – and mind you, folks, I pick more than one person or organization. So be ready. It's a long 15-minute post. Here we go. So we're going to go with a non-traditional sports side of the world. We're going to go with my wrestling community. We'll put it that way. Pete, just sit back and listen. So we're going to go with, first off, WrestleMania Night 2, having Roman Reigns beat Cody Rhodes. Absolute garbage. I am so tired of Roman Reigns, as is 90% of the country. The American Nightmare deserved the title, goddammit. So then we're going to go with the fact that today we found out that the WWE has been sold to Endeavor, which is also a joint merger with UFC. So add that, because this is going to be absolute garbage coming up. So then they allowed Vincent Kennedy McMahon come back, which is complete and utter garbage. The guy is turmoil. He sucks. Creative is terrible. So he can sit in the penalty box, because not only did he just have the worst Raw after WrestleMania, he changed the ending. He changed everything. I am so effing tired of seeing half-witted people win championships. You have no idea what I'm even talking about. So, yes, I'm not – that sucked. It was literally the worst Raw after Mania, and there's a lot of talent that came back because he left that are now thinking about leaving again, which sucks because we had great stories. Yes, folks, it's like soap operas, but you get to beat the shit out of each other. I mean, who doesn't like that? Come on now. If I could do that for a living, heck yeah, I would do it. So that's it. Stupid. I'm in this fake caterpillar mustache. I don't know what is on his face, but it needs to go. It's weird. Vincent Kennedy's man needs to stay retired. Like, go away. So now we will go into NASCAR. Such a long list of stupidity. Denny Hamlin is obviously there because I am just so, like, you can preach it all you want, but if you ain't practicing it, bro, nobody takes you seriously. You're an idiot. Literally an idiot. So you can sit in the penalty box. You wrecked J.J. Yaley for what purpose? And then you issued an apology on your podcast. Like, you couldn't be mad enough and tell the guy to his face, oh, I'm sorry, I wrecked you. No. Cowardly a-hole. I hope you get wrecked at Bristol Dirt. Rightfully deserved. Christopher Bell can sit in the penalty box because not everything is Ross Chastain's fault. The same. Some things, yeah, a little weird. You know, he seems to be at the turmoil of every issue in NASCAR. Kind of ironic. I want to put NASCAR officials in a penalty box because you opted to tell somebody they had to park it instead of letting them fix their car. How many other freaking cars in the past have had shit fly off their car because they didn't have the bear bond on correctly or whatever. Now you got a stupid-ass time clock that you have to beat or you're done. Stupid. Just dumb. Annoying. A nuisance to the series. But you decided to tell Josh Williams he had to park it because bear bond came off and caused a caution. You know how many times in the past we've seen that stupid shit happen and ain't nobody got penalized for it? But you're going to black flag this man, tell him to park it, and he's done for the day. Why? Because he's a low-budget driver that doesn't fit your narrative? So, yeah, he parked it on the front stretch, and then he threw a hissy fit. Get over it. You rightfully deserved. Stupidity. That's my new favorite Xfinity driver, in case anyone didn't know. I mean, he handled it very well. He could have put fingers in the air. Like, you know, he could have went out and did Stone Cold Steve Austin, put, you know, gave everybody the number one sign, but he chose to do peace and love. I would have threw the finger in there and told you, F off. Just saying. It's just me. I think that's it.
Are you sure?
I mean, I don't know. Jeremy's typing. Let's see.
Oh,
is
boy.
There more to add?
Oh, boy.
Is there anyone else? I should. Well, Pete, do you have anything to add?
I mean, is there any other Toyota drivers you want to throw in the box? Because you seem to be throwing all of them in there.
No, just the two stupid ones.
Just the two stupid
ones. I mean, we could. I mean. Okay. I mean, I'll go with that too. For those that don't know, because you can't see it, Jeremy says whoever created those giant ass weird hat things. Yeah, they're kind of weird. It doesn't make sense. It's weird. I don't like it. It's really creepy. And the fact that you chose Josh Allen to be the one, it's even worse. God, he looks terrible in that kind of thing.
I say we throw Jeremy in the penalty box for posting that. Listen, we are going to have another giveaway this month.
I
will be
win.
Putting. No, you can't.
Just a reminder to everyone.
And neither can Gary Woods because he just won the last one. So, Gary, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but you can only win one every 6 months. I will be putting together a box. Another merchandise box, and we will have a giveaway for that. Again, I'm working with Scott over 357 Woodworks to get to put together a benefit. So we're going to do that. We'll have a benefit raffle for that. Try and put together a nice big gift basket for that. So lots of stuff coming up this year with our sponsors. I'm excited about it. A lot of people getting more involved this year, and I appreciate that as well. And I appreciate it when racetracks reach out to me and say, hey, can we come on the show and talk about the track? Yes, absolutely you can. I appreciate that.
Lernerville, we need you on the show.
We will get Lernerville on the show. We will get them on the show. Next week, don't forget, tune in. Tune in next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Well, actually, tune in next Tuesday at 8 p.m. You can hear Christine and I talking dirty. And then at 9 p.m., we'll have special guest Tyler Harris from Pennsylvania's Motor Speedway. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. He'll be on. That is a lot of P's. A lot of PPMSs over there. But Tyler Harris will be on the show next Tuesday.
And then the Tuesday after that, April 18th, we will have our good bestest buddy from Wayne County Speedway, Ryan Pearson, will be on the show to talk to us. He'll be on
can
at 8:30.
Can he send me things? I'm in Florida. I miss the racetracks. Just send me stuff.
I will talk to Ryan. We'll get you some stuff. He'll be on at 8:30, Christina. So we will start the show off.
He's going to be on early.
Yeah, he's going to be on early. He's going to join us on Talking Dirty. So, you know, obviously you can chime in, ask questions and everything, but we'll talk to him about what's coming up for this year at Wayne County Speedway. Obviously.
I would take a vial of dirt, Jeremy. That's fine. As long as it's from a racetrack.
Obviously, we're going to talk to Ryan about them landing the high limits sprint car
series. I know.
Series.
I want to know how this happened.
Yeah. And it's awesome. Well, how did it happen, Christina? Really, you got to ask that. Kyle Larson is part owner. Kyle Larson loves Wayne County Speedway, so that is one of the reasons that track.
I know what else I wanted to do in the penalty box. It just hit me. Thank you to NASCAR Stats and Chats on Twitter for reminding me of the douche canoe that won the truck race.
Oh boy.
I even like Carson Hocevar. It's not that I don't like Carson Hocevar. I like Nice Motorsports in general. Come on now. So Chuck and them are involved with Nice. It's not that I don't like Nice. But come on, man. You literally had to wreck the best damn truck to win. Hey, we couldn't get a clean finish to save our dang lives in that truck race. That poor kid Nick Sanchez deserved that win. Best truck all day long out front, ran the hell out of that truck. He's a rookie and got turned. And even Carson Hocevar said, it was my fault. I did it. And y'all on Twitter went and praised and be like, oh, but sit down and shut up. Let me be mad at he wrecked somebody to win. The best truck did not win that race, and that's a damn shame.
Goodness, you are angry. We have got to stop taking
and
breaks,
you know,
on
the
show.
And you know what else irritated me? The fact that the IndyCar race had to freaking end under yellow. I don't understand those stipulations. And the best car there didn't win either. Stupid Newgarden gets away with a win because of a stupid-ass late caution and screws over Pato O'Ward. Sorry.
Good Lord. And people, just think, we didn't even talk about the NHL. Boy, that would have really gotten her going. All right.
We don't have enough time for the NHL.
Two special guests the next 2 weeks. Tyler Harris next week from Pittsburgh's Motor Speedway, and Ryan Pearson. It just doesn't sound right saying Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. It should be Pennsylvania, whatever. Tyler Harris next week, Ryan Pearson the week after that, both on Tuesdays. Okay, Jeremy.
I agree, Jeremy.
And then giveaway this month, so keep an eye on the Facebook group page for that. Christina will be here every week. We will be here every week, every Tuesday. I'm going to try and do this every Tuesday. I apologize. I know it's been hit or miss this year so far, but we'll try and do better.
It happens.
Try and do better.
Dirt
racing, small town short track racing is just getting started, so we haven't really missed too much, just some NASCAR stuff.
No.
But we'll try and be here every Tuesday. So, Christina, thank you again for joining me tonight. Everybody in the Midwest up here, where the bad storms already are, where they should be tomorrow. Hopefully everybody stays safe. We had some nasty stuff last weekend. There were some deaths. There were some bad tornadoes, bad storms.
There was a tornado that just hit an hour ago.
There was, we pray for all those people. There was a lot of people. There still are people without power. There was a lot of people without power all weekend. So be careful, be safe out there. Christina, you be careful out there. Also watch out for alligators and, falling chameleons. I don't know. Probably not
anymore.
No,
we're good.
It's warm.
It's definitely too hot now for iguanas to be falling out of the trees. We're good there.
Well,
but
that's good. Just watch for alligators.
Speaking of that, my fun fact of the night, The alligators have decided that now they're going after the invasive pythons that are in the Everglades. We have an infestation of huge, freaking-mongous pythons. I mean, I don't even know where these things came from. I have no idea. But it is the one that this alligator was chomping on was humongous. So, word of advice, if you're visiting Florida, please stay out of the Everglades. You might not come out. I'm not lying. I don't know what will eat you first, an alligator or a python.
I just laughed that you think people travel to Florida on purpose. That was funny.
I mean, oh my God. I'm gonna feed you to the python. It's going to be like that damn movie, Lake Placid. I'm going to be the old lady feeding you to the alligators.
Oh, my
God. It's going to happen, folks. You heard it here first. If Pete goes missing, don't
check the Everglades. Check the Everglades, people. Look for me. All right. Christina, thank you for coming on tonight.
Of course.
And you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, sounds good. Get ready, folks. Get your notes ready. Y'all better be ready. Dirt racing on Easter Sunday on a NASCAR track. Woo. Who will win? Text me your picks, folks. Let's go. But have a good night, everyone, and be safe.
All right, everybody, that was Christina joining me tonight again, as she does every week, my wonderful co-host here on the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to check out Hardcore Fishing Game, RacerChasesApparel.com, Margazzano Designs, 357 Woodworks, Barbasol, all of our great sponsors. We appreciate everybody. Thank you for tuning in again tonight. For Christina, I'm your host, Pete. Till next Tuesday with special guest Tyler Harris. Have a great rest of your week. Be safe tonight, tomorrow. See ya!